Unit 55, Hurricanes. They occur with monotonous regularity every year, usually commencing in August and fading away in early November. They have names like Fran and Bonnie and Andrew and Camille, friendly, everyday sorts of names. But these gigantic, often monstrous storms, hurricanes, are the farthest thing from friendly, as anyone who has endured the fury of one will attest. Though typhoon and cyclone are essentially synonyms describing the same formations, the word hurricane refers only to violent wind and rain-filled storms that develop over the western Atlantic and strike North America and the Caribbean. A storm becomes a hurricane only if its winds exceed 72 miles per hour. However, the worst hurricanes may be twice that strong. Warm ocean waters and low atmospheric pressure are essential conditions for hurricanes. Low pressure, when the atmosphere does not bear down too hard on the earth, pulls warm air up from the water's surface. The lower the pressure in an area, the more air that will enter it and rise. In fact, the low pressure area functions as a chimney. The warm air ascends, cools, condenses into rain, and spreads, forming a thunderstorm that gets larger as more air is drawn in. At the hurricane's center is its eye, an area of intensely low pressure where surprisingly the air is calm and the sky is clear. Around this eye, however, winds are raging, blowing in one direction on one side and in the opposite direction on the other. Property may be destroyed by the sheer velocity of the winds, by the terrible flooding they provoke as they raise the ocean's waters and those of nearby rivers to abnormally high levels, or in the worst cases, by both.